101.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More bridge repairs, more high-speed internet, and more replacing of lead pipes. It's going ahead under the new investments and projects under the bipartisan infrastructure law announced in Superior, Wisconsin by President Biden.
How in God's name can we have the strongest economy in the world if we don't have the strongest and best infrastructure in the world? It's not possible. So we're determined. Turn that around. We were determined to turn that around in a big way.
The recession predictors on Wall Street and elsewhere were wrong, says Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
I see no reason why that can't continue. I think 2024 is going to be a very good economic year.
A report out today showing the U.S. economy grew at a strong 3.3% in the final quarter of last year, commenting on that. Testifying for less than 3 minutes, former President Trump at a New York trial, an advice columnist seeks over $10 million in defamation damages. This is ABC News. Apple is rolling out an operating system update this week with a feature called Stolen Device Protection. It makes it harder for thieves to access key functions, settings, or lock people out of their own accounts. A new consumer alert, a popular kind of Robitussin, is under recall.
The maker of the drug saying it's voluntarily recalling 8 lots of the cough syrup, including Robitussin Honey Adult for daytime and for nighttime. Experts say ingesting the contaminated medication could lead to deadly infections for at-risk people. And for those who are not immunocompromised, life-threatening infections are not likely to occur. But experts say serious symptoms that could necessitate medical intervention cannot be completely ruled out.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. More than 4,700 car dealers in the U.S. have collectively sent President Biden a letter urging him to stop regulators from requiring cars to pollute less. Environmental Protection Agency expected to finalize proposed greenhouse gas rules in the coming weeks. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/quality. That's harrys.com/quality. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today pledging $1 billion to replace Superior's critical but aging John Blotnick Bridge to Duluth, where he noted the U.S. infrastructure has fallen to number 13 in the world.
How in God's name can we have the strongest economy in the world if we don't have the strongest and best infrastructure in the world? It's not possible. So we're determined. Turn that around. We were determined to turn that around in a big way.
It's part of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law that's paying for road and bridge repairs nationwide. Wisconsin's projected budget surplus is getting smaller, $3.25 billion now instead of the previously forecast $4 billion. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says it's due to a drop in projected growth in tax collections and the deal for more money for the universities of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A dense fog advisory continues for visibilities under a mile. Cloudy and foggy tonight with areas of rain and lows in the low 30s. More drizzle, fog, some showers tomorrow, more clouds and highs in the upper 30s. And staying in the upper 30s and mostly cloudy this weekend. Right now it's 36.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show as the Wisconsin Badgers get set to hit the home floor again tomorrow night against the Michigan State Spartans, a team that the Badgers were able to knock off at the Breslin Center in December, and now they come back here for the second game of the regular season series. Tip time set for 7 o'clock. Our coverage will start at 6. Badgers coming off a win at the Barn on Tuesday night as former coach Bo Ryan would say crushed him by 2, 61-59. It is the nature of it with rivalries as we welcome in head coach Greg Gard. And first off, we congratulated you Tuesday, but let's bring it up again. 100 Big Ten wins as the coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. You are entering rare air with that total. Hope you gave yourself a few minutes to enjoy that after you got doused pretty good.
I did. After the game, I don't even pay attention to those numbers, and I had to be informed what 100 meant and what it was. But the team, obviously, I don't think they had any. I didn't have any dry clothes left. I know that, but those are worth it. Obviously, I've had really good teams, good players, great staff. You don't do that alone. The name goes on the number, but it's a lot of people that are their fingerprints on this success.
Yeah. It's been a lot of success here in your time as the head coach, not to mention your time as an assistant. We mentioned the close game with Minnesota. It's been a series where the Badgers have, if you just look at wins and losses, it's been dominated by Wisconsin. But, man, there's a lot of razor's edge games, 2 last year and then the other night. But when you can win a game when maybe you're not at your best, that's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. And, I think it was a tale of two halves where I thought defensively we were really good in the first half, offensively too. Second half, it's not that we were that bad defensively. As I went through the film, they hit some tough threes. They banked in one at the shot clock. They hit 2 others at the shot clock, the buzzer. Offensively, I thought we got out of rhythm. We didn't have the same pace to us and aggressiveness in the second half. And part of that's how Minnesota played us a little bit too. But to be able to withstand the run back they made at us, and the crowd and everything that got into it, the rivalry, and obviously we were fortunate to be able to not secure the last rebound, but we had a lot of good teaching film, Matt, from for a win. There was a lot of things that we have talked about, shown that we got to continue to get better at, and that's the exciting part about this team. As good as we've been, I don't think we're anywhere near where we can be.
And you mentioned before the game with Minnesota too that they're better.
They are
making some strides. They've got the good guard in Elijah Hawkins. Garcia's gotten a lot better. That's they're tough out, especially at home. Right?
Well, at home too, and in this game, it's rivalry games. They're ramped up. Our guy, obviously, we've got several guys from Minnesota, so it adds a little spice to it always. But to when you can go on the road, regardless of what it looks like when you come out and have water thrown on you at the end, I guess that's a good thing, because road wins are extremely hard to get in this league, and our guys were able to find ways, as you mentioned, when we weren't at our best, still find a way to win, and our guys did a great job of that.
Well, you mentioned the last few seconds of the game, and it's the old, do you foul, do you not foul, up 3. Obviously, you guys did. The first one, though, you thought was a little quick?
Yeah, a little quick. We let them catch the ball. I felt too far up the floor when they threw the first one up to Christie. He got it outside the 3-point line. We have to make that offensive player come closer to the baseline so we can let them dribble 2 or 3 times before the 6th foul and then let them take it out of bounds. But I thought the second one we did right. You don't want to let them get really into momentum. You don't want them get loose and get it passed out before you can, on to the next player, before you can foul. So it was the first one I wish we would have done a better job of making the catch further towards the baseline and try to eat a little more time before the second foul.
I feel like we visit this every year because there have been a number of games where you guys haven't and it's worked. And when it doesn't, then when you didn't foul and they hit a 3, then it becomes a big deal. the numbers are kind of showing that, I guess, in the last maybe 8 to 10 years, that the odds of winning are better if you do. But is it still kind of a wash?
Yeah, it's really depends on the flow of the game.
Yeah.
You know, and I just felt at that point in time, especially when we had a foul to give, let's go do it. Let's be aggressive. You know, we could practice the first one, so to speak, and it wasn't going to cost us by fouling. So you get that in the mindset of the players. Practice meaning we had to do it in a game right there and to take it out again. So now we're all in the same mindset of what we want to do. But it almost, you flip it to the end there and we don't come up with the rebound. There's how it can burn you. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it just, you try not to be in those situations, Matt. That's the best way to solve that.
But you guys have been really good at avoiding those
situations.
Yeah,
we have. We have. That's the first closest one we've had in a while. But, you know, like I said, there's a lot of things we can learn from that we did well and things that we have to do better.
I always learn something watching games, too. The dunk that wasn't, because we're up, Butchie and I are up there in the loft on the AJ store, hanging out of the rim and then dunking the ball. There's the basket interference. I didn't know that hanging on the rim and making a play on the ball gets you a
Class B technical. Yeah, I didn't know that one either. And I don't know why. I've got to ask the rules experts why that one is in place, because it doesn't make sense to, okay, it's offensive goaltending. It's blown dead. The defense gets the ball, et cetera. Why are we, I don't know, what happened along the course of time where they decided to make it a technical?
I couldn't even find it. I was looking up at the rule book, and I didn't even see that is.
I've never been up there to try to do that myself.
So yeah, I can't say I've seen it before.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
It was to be able to. I have a hard enough time touching the net.
Tell me about it.
The rim and catch the ball.
No, I get it. I thought there was traffic below him. Like, okay,
yeah, I tried that argument too.
Yeah,
but it was the fact that he grabbed the ball.
Yeah,
and he let the ball go.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't have been a technical. He just could have come down safely. But the fact that he was hanging there, holding on, and reached out and put the ball back in. I just want to know what happened during the course of history in basketball that said, oh, we have a problem here, that people are hanging on the rim and grabbing the ball.
That's right. All-star games, maybe.
Make it a technical. I don't know. I'll have to get the answer on that one. But the .3 one on the shot clock in the first half, that's one I'm glad I was right in the officials. Fortunately, it didn't cost us. He missed the shot. We got the rebound. And you know, the officials went and looked that up at half. I don't know how you can be working at that level and not know that rule, but
we were a little mystified by that one.
Yeah. So I had to do a little rules education there in the first half, and they would have got an F on the test if that was a question.
But fortunately for the Badgers, that shot was missed, and then the technical free throw was missed, and you guys made the free throws late. We've talked a lot about you guys are the best free throw shooting team in the Big Ten, one of the best in the country, and then those crunch time free throws, AJ, and then Tyler Wall. We mentioned in the TV recording how much better he's been at the foul line.
Yeah, and just how neat for him to be there. You know, last time he's going to play, at least in the regular season, Minnesota, and last time there for his career to be in that position and to be able to get us to a 3-point lead where we could do enough down this there in the last few seconds to salt it away. But yeah, he is, really worked on it. I think the misses don't bother him like they did in the past, and that's part of the mental growth that he's gone through and that he's accomplished. So those were huge, even though we only had 10 of them. Mm-hmm. You know, hitting 8 out of 10, we needed all 8.
After the game, I had a chance to talk with Jared Bergeron and Tim Jarmus at the game. Hopefully you were able to.
Yes, I did catch up with them.
They both look like they're in playing shape.
They are. Yeah, Jared's still doing, at least he's the workout king up there.
Yes.
He's got quite a business going for himself. and Tim has, I think, stepped aside from the coaching. He coached a little bit at St. Thomas up there for a while, and now raising a family. So both are doing well, and it was good to see them.
Yeah, it's cool to see those guys. And we've said this many times because it's true. These guys who played, if it's 5 years ago, 10, 20, they're into it, man. They were enjoying it up there. I'd forgotten that Tim had moved that to the area,
right,
in the Twin Cities area. Yep. But yeah, they were smiling just like they were out there playing.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think they get more nervous when they're in the stands than when they were playing. They seem like, and they're all fired up after the game, giving hugs out and everything. So now it's great to see, and we'll have a bunch back here on Friday night too, because it's alumni night. And
nice.
Looking forward to seeing. I haven't gotten the list yet. They're sending it to me here today. So, but I know we've got got things planned before and then maybe during they're going to recognize him, and then after the game as well.
Oh, that's good. As Bo Ryan would say, and you as well, as they go, the stories get better and better. Some of those stories might actually have a grain of truth.
Right? Yeah, so. Yeah. You never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Exactly. Badgers and the Spartans tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip time at the Kohl Center. We'll catch you up on an improved Michigan State team as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Start the new year off right with the Dakota Closet System on sale today at Menards. Dakota Closets can be used anywhere throughout your home. Perfect for walk-in or reach-in closets, pantries, laundry rooms, and more. Dakota Closets are available to take home today and install with just a screwdriver, giving you more time to organize, design, and take home your next project using UCreate Closet Planner. Visit your local Menards or design online today.
Save big money at Menards.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show in a few minutes. We'll check in with Max Klesmit, and then we'll also be hearing from Brian Butch, get his thoughts on whatever he wants to give his thoughts about moving forward here on tonight's show. The Spartans coming in. Again, talk about the same story, different year. Michigan State team that is getting better as the year goes along. Where do you see this Michigan State team better now than the one maybe back in December? Or
yeah, I think, you know, three-point shooting. You know, I think they've been able to make shots, and you knew that they weren't going to stay at 20% or whatever they were back in December when we played them. And, you know, some of its individual play has taken a jump. Tyson Walker still doing Tyson Walker things. And the other thing is Malik Hall has really, his game has improved, and he's gotten better. I think they're playing through him more. So it's, you know, like I said, it's Walker, Hogard, Akins on the perimeter, and they've gotten great contributions specifically from three here from Trey Holloman. Yeah. He has shot it better and is actually, you know, giving them another threat from the perimeter. But, and then you obviously Malik Hall, I think, has been the biggest jump.
I've always kind of viewed him as a wild card for them because he battled the foot injury last year and that really hampered his season. But when he's right, that team really is good.
Yeah. And, you know, when you have those versatile fours like that, you know, we have one in Tyler. We could tell when he wasn't right last year, you know, but they just are such a multidimensional weapon on both ends of the floor, you know, from what they can do scoring wise, you know, how it helps you defensively. On the glass, all those things. That's a really, in today's game, if you have a guy at that position that can kind of that point forward, you know, Malik doesn't handle it as much as Tyler does for us, but it's kind of binds all those, that perimeter and front, true front line together when you have a guy that has a lot of versatility.
You guys, we've talked a lot about the depth that you guys have this season, and there's always these moments where they're much bigger than a box score could tell you. And I'm thinking of Carter Gilmore coming in. You got Isaac Lindsay, you know, getting some time with Kamari McGee unavailable. But, you know, Gilly, just if it's a dunk, right? He's on a break off of a turnover. Just those little things that these guys, it seems like they not only accept their role, they embrace it.
Yeah, and he's as good as at you know, playing his role and how he can help this team as anybody we've had in a while. I mean, he gets the dunk the other night because he had dove for an offensive rebound and tried to save it and ended up going to Minnesota. But that's how he was kind of trailing the play coming up as they turn the ball over and he's back on the end. So he got rewarded with the dunk by diving on the defensive end in the last possession. So in the previous possession. So just, you know, for him, he's constantly in the right position, you know, understands who he is, who he is not, and really plays and communicates and helps our team in a lot of ways that don't show up on a stat sheet.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this league, we always talk about when you get into Big Ten play, stuff ramps up, and it just seems to me as an observer that it ramps up even more, like right about now, into January, right, into February. The two games last night, I don't know how much you had a chance to just take it in, the Northwestern Illinois game, Iowa, Maryland. Business is picking up here in this league, isn't it?
It is, and you're starting to go through round two. Yeah. You know, we're starting to see some of that. We're starting now with tomorrow night going into the second time of playing teams. But anyway, the second you start to see, you know, the second time through, and senses of urgency are starting to rise too.
Yeah, with Michigan State too, I'd say, of course they get better because that's just kind of who they are. Because early in the year, people are like, they're just not very good this year. It looks like they don't have this, they don't have that. Much like Wisconsin teams, right. So you guys are obviously in a good spot right now, but we've seen a number of years where you guys have ramped it up when you get into February. What's happening with Michigan State is probably a zero surprise to you.
Yeah,
right now.
No, I mean, you expect teams to get better, and specifically well-coached teams, and that team is. They're extremely well-coached, and also getting in rhythm, getting healthy, all those things. They've missed Jackson Kohler for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's back. It gives them another body in practice. Mm-hmm. You know, so all those things come into play.
All right, Badgers against the Spartans. That'll be a 6 o'clock airtime, 7 o'clock tip time as we approach the halfway point of the season. And you've talked, Greg, about, you know, getting things shored up on defense. Pretty good step in that direction, particularly at crunch time against Minnesota, right? Because they had a lot going their way until you stopped them.
They did. They did. I thought we were pretty good in the first half, and then kind of, you know, they got loose on us a couple times in the second half, which you can knock in some of those shots. Now confidence comes, and then when the shot clock's, you know, winding down, you bank in one, and so you're playing with a little extra fever pitch. So, but yeah, when we come down the stretch, I think we held them 8 straight possessions without scoring, 1 point in their last 5 possessions to close out the game, and we needed every one of those stops. So that's the challenging part, and the exciting part about this group is, as I keep telling them, wait till we put it all together. When are we going to be able to lock teams up and do things offensively that we've shown we can do? So that's the challenge out there, and you're trying to always, as a team, as a coach, become really consistent at a high level on both ends. And fortunately, you know, the other night we were defensively, at least, did enough to get it done.
We have not done this show since the Indiana game. I think it was a day before when we recorded the last show of this kind. Max Klesman, even the other night, he had 3 of 5 shots from the three-point line, but the Indiana game was another one of those, as we use the term heater, he's been on one of these. The good news, I think, with this program, though, is that you've been blessed with guys who've had runs. Now, this one is sustained a little bit longer. I had forgotten it was the COVID season. Dimitri Trice had a game where he scored 19 straight. It was right. A game against Illinois, but Jordan right. Taylor, Cam Taylor. But for Max Klesman right now, it seems like he can bank in shots. He can drop kick shots. He's going to find a way to get it in.
He's feeling it. Definitely. And even the one he let go late in the second half, we ran one play for him. He hit a three. We kind of ran the same thing the other direction. And that one came out right in front of me. And I could tell that one had no chance. He didn't get squared up. He kind of shot it on the run. And I was like, whoa, that's a wide right, much like the Bills field goal. For Bills fans out there, I don't know if there's any Bills fans around here. But anyway, no, it's good. And, you know, he's done a good job of leading this group. Chucky, I thought, was good the other night in the huddle. Tyler was really good in the huddle. Tyler played in a really efficient game and did a terrific job defensively on Garcia. And, you know, there's going to be nights when we can score it at will, and there's going to be nights where we're going to have to grind ones out. And I like the fact that this team has, you know, the grit and some metal to them where we can, when we get in those grinders, we can still find ways to get it done.
What is good in the huddle? What is that from those
vocal,
guys?
Vocal.
Yep. Just like, know what to say.
Yeah, like, say more even sometimes than I do, or, you know, say what I was thinking, you know, just specifically defensively, when things were going a little awry in the second half, about how we had to turn that tide and get that confidence away from them. And, you know, your best coach teams are player coach teams. And those three guys, I thought, were really, it was really evident how mature and how important every possession was for them. And they understood, and they communicated it to our younger guys and our guys that maybe haven't been in those situations as much.
Safe to say, you know, you've got something that can be pretty special when you have players who are saying things that you would say, but they're taking care of it themselves.
Yeah. And they add a few words around it that sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, you know, they're not afraid to say it right. You know, that's good that, you know, and that for their teammates to be able to take that from a teammate. You know, you have to have that connectivity and that chemistry for them to be truthful with each other. And that's what we encourage. And you're not going to like, you know, sometimes what, you know, a teammate says to you, or a coach says to you, or, you know, anybody in a leadership role. I always say, if, you know, you're not going to make people happy as a leader all the time. If you want to make people happy all the time, go sell ice cream or do something like that. So there's going to be times in the heat of the moment where some truths have to be spoken, and our guys did a good job of responding to it.
And the Badgers were able to have a happy flight back from Minnesota. Now it's on the home floor on Friday night against Michigan State, 7 o'clock tip here at the Kohl Center. We'll take a break. We continue. We'll check in with Max Klesman as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on News from the Center, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM WRCE, and on the Civic Media app. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
Valentine's Day is here.
This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on News from the Center, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM WRCE, and on the Civic Media app. Her name is Pam Jahnke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke, on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show as the Badgers get ready for the Friday night matchup against Michigan State. Tip time, 7 o'clock at the Kohl Center. Our coverage will start 1 hour earlier. On this segment, we have a chance to visit with Max Klesmant, who, as they say, has been on a heater, maybe a heater and a half of late. Went 3 of 5 from the three-point line in Tuesday night's win at Minnesota. Over the last 5 games now, Klesmant has knocked down 17 of his 25 shots from beyond the arc. He has also, of course, shown an ability to put the ball on the deck and drive to the cup. And he had a couple of steals in Tuesday's win against the Gophers as well. Well, you ask anybody in this sport who gets on a hot streak, and it's quite the feeling. It's almost as though every time the ball leaves your hands, it's a shock when it doesn't go through the bucket.
I think it's safe to say that, you know, once you kind of get it in a groove and a rhythm, the confidence goes up drastically. But I think that's just kind of a credit to the guys we got in here, you know, the confidence they give me, the work that we've put in this offseason, and, you know, just in preparation of the work is going to work. You just got to keep putting it in, keep believing in it. Your teammates believe in you. The coaches all believe in you. So it's a little bit easier to shoot it with confidence when you got all those guys in your corner pulling for you.
Yeah, there really is a selflessness here. If it's you, if it's anybody who's carrying, who has the hot hand, this is a smart team. It's kind of common sense, but you guys have a lot of that where, hey, this guy's hot. Let's get him the ball where he wants it, right?
For sure. Like you said, you know, we got ton of guys on the roster, on the team here, any given night that can explode for a certain amount of points, or, you know, make an impact on a different, on the defensive end of the floor. Like I said before, Cam comes in and gives us great sparks for the bench in terms of defense, and, you know, Con can come in and light it up as well. So just having different tools and pieces like that helps.
And speaking of tools, just the tweaks offensively, the things that you're doing that are a little bit different than in the past. We could get in the weeds here, just speak more in general terms. It seems like it's just kind of been in the wheelhouse of people, from Chucky, of what to do with the basketball.
Did you feel like this was something when it was introduced that, like, okay, this might click pretty quickly here for us?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, just getting together in the summer, keeping at it, working at it for a good amount of the time, we realized how dangerous this could be, you know, if we put the trust into the coaches, into the game plan, that it's going to work. You know, it's just going to take a little time, take a little, you know, togetherness with, you know, guys coming in like AJ and John, Nolan, things like that. Just getting a feel for one another of how it's going to work. But, you know, I think with the work that we've put in with it, you know, the time we've given it, the patience, and just the listening ability that we've had with the coaches and being able to relate to one another and, you know, have conversations that go back and forth, which are super healthy. Mm-hmm. It's been super helpful so far in getting it to work.
And yet Coach Gard will always with you, even in the games where you scored a lot, we'll go to the, he'll talk about the other end of the floor where what you've been able to do, especially in the second half of games against really prolific scorers. I mean, I know it's whatever it takes, but the defensive end is something you've always had a lot of pride in, right?
For sure. Yeah, like you said, you know, my dad instilled at me at a young age how important the other side of the floor, the defensive side, that's in terms we're speaking of, how important that is. Just, you can't be one-dimensional out there. You got to be able to guard your yard, be in the right spots defensively, and then, you know, gang rebound, as we like to call it, and be able to come back and push the tempo on offense. But I think it's just, you know, credit to the game plan, all the work that we put in prior to the games that just make it a little bit easier for you once you get out there and you're playing. And that's just a credit to, you know, once again, the guys that I'm playing with out on the floor and the game plan that the coaches are giving us.
Yeah, this is, as we speak, there's still quite a ways to go in the conference season, but the Wisconsin Badgers, as we speak, are right smack in the thick of it all here. So this gets fun now, but do you know, I mean, games are always intense, but as you get deeper and deeper in the season, is it even more so? You really got to get yourself ready for what's next.
Yeah, I think you can definitely feel it as, you know, as the season progresses. Like I said, you just try to, you keep it one game at a time, you know, one possession at a time. Don't take anything for granted in this league, you know. But it's hard when, you know everybody's going to give you their best shot when you're sitting, you know, wherever you're sitting in the league. And it's easy to be able to, you know, be like, we need this team to win. Oh, we need this team to win, or, you know, we can't lose this game. But with this squad, I think we've really been able to take in the mentality of, you know, one game at a time, one practice at a time, whatever we got to do, let's just be the best possible version of ourselves today. And, you know, I think we've done a good job of that so far.
That's one thing that's been interesting, just to be around you guys after games are done. You kind of take notice of what, if they're scoreboard watching, it's after the game.
Right.
So let's see what happened. And it's not just in conference, right? It's out of conference, games that you've played. You guys really keep in tune with all that stuff, don't you?
For sure, yeah. You know, I think we just got a ton of basketball junkies on the team as well in general. You can walk into the locker room pretty much at any given point. There's going to be about 3, 4, or 5 guys in there. Maybe it's playing PS5, watching some college games, NBA games that might be on. But I just think that's a credit to how much everybody's really bought into, you know, the program and the team right now. Everybody's got a team mentality. Everybody's willing to put their brothers first before themselves. So I think, you know, we just keep that same approach here. We're going to be all right.
Yeah, and you mentioned that after the Northwestern game, it struck me when you were being interviewed by the media here at the Kohl Center, you made the point to say, look, I don't care how much I play. It's about what the score is in the end. That's legit, right?
Yeah.
That is absolutely how you feel.
100%, yeah. Like, if you know me, I'd say, like, the only thing I really care about is winning and losing at the end of the day. You know, like I said back in that interview or the press conference, it could be 30 seconds, 30 minutes, 30 milliseconds. It doesn't matter. Like, if the Wisconsin Badgers have more points than the opposing team at the end of the day, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're striving to be. So, and everybody's got that same approach and mentality. That's not just me. You know, I know guys have had to sacrifice a lot this year just to put ourselves in positions for who we want to be and where we want to be at the end. So it's just a credit to how we're all bought in right now.
All right, a final note, lighter note. You know, there is the selflessness, and then there is the, you know, the competitive edge in video games. And sources tell us that you have declared yourself the champ of like the video game guy on the team. Is that true?
No, that is definitely true. I know I do like to toot my own horn, but I think other guys can vouch for me. And if other guys can't, they're lying, because we can go play any game in the locker room and everybody knows the deal. So, but no, I think it's just all our competitiveness coming out with one another. Whatever we do, we're going to compete in it. If it's video games, if it's chess, basketball, it doesn't matter. We're gonna get after it.
So any kind of hint that Connor's Sejan might be the best would be false? Is that what you're saying?
That might be the biggest one that's false. He could might possibly be the worst video gamer we got on the team, but he's a good Fortnite player.
That's Badgers junior Max Klesmant. We'll take a break. We'll check in with Brian Butch here in a couple of minutes as the Great Guard Show continues on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Continuing with the Greg Guard Show, we thank Max Klesmant for joining us, and we thank Brian Butch for joining us right now as he checks in fresh off the win over Minnesota on Tuesday. Actually, it's a couple of nights ago that they beat the Gophers up at Williams Arena. You know, we've talked a lot about the barn, which during the game broadcast stuff kind of comes at us quickly. We didn't really have much chance to get into your experience there. It is, you know, a very, very old arena, as we know, and there's been the talk of maybe they need a new home and all of that. But it's unique with the elevated floor. Bo did this. Greg has done the same thing, having the newer guys slide off the floor. But I always thought as a building, shooting backgrounds, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's been good for the Badgers, as you can tell by the record they've had a little bit too. But no, it is. It's a fun place. As a player coming in, it's unique, and I love that as a junkie myself of the game. Like, I love the history. I love walking down the stairs and up the stairs, and you know, especially when before the game you walk up those stairs and you just kind of it hits you. You don't have that in a lot of places. I do think when you look at it, if if you're Minnesota side of it, like, probably going to try to do something. Because it's you can tell that it's – you can't do the sweets. You can't – like, there's so many things you can't do. The history, yes. But everything else where college sports is going, I just don't know how that play survives. And to me, that'd be a sad thing. But I understand it if they have to move in a different direction. But as a player, had a lot of good things that happen to me there, which is always fun too. Still,
I guess I've watched sports long enough, no matter the level, if we're talking college or pro ball, and maybe you can say this about high school ball as well. It's you got to be able to win games when you're not at your best. And there were stretches Tuesday where the Badgers were very good, very efficient, and there were stretches where they weren't. But they found a way to win the game. They made the plays that had to be made. Not unlike the 49ers-Packers game last weekend. The 49ers were not at their best until they had to be. Something to that. I mean, we live in a world now where there's so much angst over in blockout. You know, their guy at the foul line had a good look in the closing seconds there off of his missed free throw. They gave up a lot of threes. But when you can win a game the way Wisconsin won it Tuesday, that's what title contenders do, don't they?
Absolutely. And this was a game that Wisconsin needed. And they needed to be tested in this way. I think even the Ohio State game, when you look at how they finished that out, it still was about a five-point game with about a minute and a half left. You get one stop, you get fouled, you go to the free throw line, now it's seven. You've got breathing room. There was none of that against Minnesota. You needed to get a stop. You needed to get a possession on the offensive end. You needed to make two clutch free throws. Then you needed to, you know, foul play that game out, you know, and then get a stop on the defensive end. And they did that. And then all of a sudden, Tyler Wall gets the free throw, makes two. You play the foul game, and you do everything right, except for the box out the shooter part. And all of a sudden, he's wide open. But it's a great win. It's a win that you need to kind of know where your group is. And when you win games like that and come out on the other side, now all of a sudden there's that let's breathe. We've been tested. We've been through it before. I know the storyline is this team hasn't played a lot of close games, which has been good. But you do have to play some close games throughout the season and win those to know what you have with your team. And I think that's the thing that this group has learned and really learned against Minnesota the first time. They were tested. They found a way. And they did it in a unique way, Matt.
Yeah, and the streak of 70-plus ends at 12, and they win a game that we've seen a lot of these through the years in the Big Ten Conference, not just with Wisconsin, but other teams, 61-59. The other thing we really didn't have much of a chance to get into the game broadcast, we can now, is the old foul or not to foul up three. For years and years, the Badgers really didn't do that, you know, with Bo and with Greg. Now, you know, we referenced the Michigan game in Ann Arbor last year, and it should be noted that they wanted to foul right around half court on Michigan's final possession. But I think it was Kamari McGee just, you know, wasn't able to get into him enough, and then not enough to sell it to get a foul. And then obviously late in the game when Hunter Dickinson hit that shot, it was probably too late to commit a foul with under 2 seconds left. There was a KenPom, Butchie, this was many years ago, maybe 10. They were doing a deep dive, and they found it to be a wash. But in recent years, there are numbers to tell you that your odds of winning are better if you do. Foul up three. You are a major proponent of doing that, right?
I am. I've seen enough college basketball now to understand, and just my, again, my personal belief, if I were to ever be a head coach or, you know, be in the coaching world, that would be my opinion, to foul. I've seen too many crazy things happen in this situation. Now, we would have possibly seen what happened against Minnesota if they get the free, but that's a tie game. You're up three. They make the first one, miss the second one. And even if the kid from Minnesota makes that, you play another 5 minutes. Okay. You can still live on that. You can't lose. And I know you can do that with a three, but I've seen three-pointers made and fouled the three-point shooter. So you lose games on a four-point play. So there's so many different things. Now, talking to Greg after the game, he brought up the point, well, we wanted him to kind of bring the ball up a little bit more, and then we would take some more of our time off, and then at that point, that's when we could foul. And correct, like perfect world, you want to make sure you had a little bit more time off the clock, that, you know, they get the ball past half court, that the foul happens there. However, you got a foul. So however you get it done, as much as you practice that, you got to make sure that it, you achieve what you're trying to do there. And that's exactly what they did. I think, again, I'm a big fan of it because, again, I've seen so many crazy things happen. And I rewatched that play again. And if AJ just gets a body on the shooter, and if Max clamps down versus goes into the front of the rim, both of those things are removed. You get the rebound, and you look like a genius. Now you still look like a genius because you won, but there's a lot of, well, it could have gone differently. But you have to give credit to Minnesota because you can tell that's something they practice beating down as well. I want to say this too, Matt. Like, as much as everybody wants to pick at Wisconsin, oh, they allowed 6 3-pointers made in a row and defense, like, Minnesota's better.
Yep.
Minnesota's a good basketball team. And I think that's one of those things we get it at, like, and what we do, we see so many Wisconsin games that we get wrapped up in what Wisconsin is not doing. And this was a moment where, and we talked about it during the broadcast, I said, those first 4 minutes are a big deal because this Minnesota team, they've shown glimpse of, you know, putting it together. And it was funny because Ben Johnson after the game goes, the basketball gods have to turn our way one of these times.
Yeah.
They have to. And I feel for what, you know, what they're going through, but it benefits Wisconsin, which is a good thing. And Wisconsin, they had answers. They had answers, which is a great sign for a championship team.
One more question about the foul or not foul up three. I've heard it said that sometimes it depends on where you're playing, too. Like on the road, you're going to do that because of someone like the Michigan game last year. You hit a three to tie it. You've got the home crowd behind you. Where on the home floor, maybe not so much. But just to be clear, in your belief, you just do it. If it's in the driveway, you foul up three, right?
Absolutely. And that probably goes back to my time with Bowen and Greg. Right, like we knew what we did. We did it really well, but we did not change. We did not change, and I think that's probably my background with those guys because, like, I'm a big okay. This is what we practice. If we're up three, we're going to practice that. Whether we're home, away, playing on planet Mars, like it doesn't matter what the situation. We're going to foul up three in this situation because this is what we practice. So that way we know how to handle it, no matter what the situation might be. So I'm a firm believer in that just because I think the more practice you have and the more reps you have with your philosophy and your system, the better you will be at it. If you change it on the home or road, now all of a sudden, all it takes is one communication error, one chance where an 18 to 22-year-old kid forgets, and now all of a sudden you're in a different situation. I like removing any of those communication errors or brain fog, whatever it might be, because we've all been 18 to 22-year-olds. Like, we've been in there, right? Like, sometimes it happens. So we keep it, in my opinion, you just keep it as simple as possible in situations like that. Remove the doubt. This is what we do. This is what we practice. This is what we're going to do.
About a minute here in this segment, Michigan State is getting better. You know, we saw them in December, and they were kind of figuring things out. They've won three in a row now, big road win in Maryland. Looks like Malik Hall. I've always considered him kind of a wild card with this team, as much of a guards game as basketball is. But maybe to the surprise of very few, if any, who watch a lot of Big Ten basketball, Michigan State's getting better. Same story, different year, it seems.
Same story. The only thing that I look at is Michigan State and what they do, you brought it up, but Tom is one win away from 700. Like, Friday night's game is going to be one of those that you look at and you say, okay, like, get ready because they're coming. And they remember what happened in December. You all bullied them. Michigan State, don't think that Tom isn't brought that up to them every single day and has brought them up to him now leading up to this game Friday. You all rebounded him. You punched him in the mouth. You were more physical. Like, that does not happen to Michigan State. That's being brought up to this group, and now they're playing better as well, right? So you add all of that, and that's what Tom does. Tom gets his guys ready for these runs, and once again, we're sitting here middle of January, and Michigan State's getting better. It shouldn't shock anybody. Friday night's game is going to be a great one.
Yeah, it should be a good atmosphere. Hope it will be Friday night at the Kohl's Center. He's Brian Butch. We'll take one more break. We'll check out the weekend Big Ten schedule. We continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
All right, we get set for a big Saturday, a big weekend of Big Ten basketball. 5 games are on the schedule Saturday, including Nebraska at Maryland. Keep tabs on that because of the Badgers' next road trip will be to Lincoln. They'll take on the Huskers next week, trying to get a sweep of that regular season series. Indiana on the road at Illinois. The Illini trying to bounce back after that. It was a wildly entertaining game, overtime game against Northwestern last night. The Wildcats able to take down Illinois. That's loss number 3 in the Big 10 now for the Illini. Both Illinois and Northwestern sitting at 5-3. Iowa hits the road to Michigan, both in bounce back mode there. Minnesota will be at Penn State, and Ohio State will be on the road in Evanston taking on this much improved Northwestern team. I say much improved, really the last couple of years. Got into the NCAA tournament, advanced to the second round last year, and they look to be on a path to get back into the NCAA tournament this season. Yes, a long way to go, but a couple of big wins, obviously beating Purdue and then beating Illinois last night. The Sunday game will have the Boilermakers at Rutgers. The Badgers will have Purdue coming to the Kohl's Center a week from Sunday, the first of the two regular season meetings. Those two teams will square off in the regular season finale down at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. The 7-1 Badgers up a half game on Purdue in the Big Ten standings. Wisconsin taking on Michigan State. Our coverage tomorrow night will start at 6 o'clock. Tip time set for 7 as the Badgers and Spartans have at it at the Kohl's Center. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thanks for listening on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Yeah.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Floating the possibility of splitting up Ukraine and Israel funding from border security reform, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell in a closed-door meeting with fellow Republican senators. That's according to reports. Senator Tim Kaine, Virginia Democrat.
My hope would be if they decide first we should do the deal. We should put it up for a vote. But if they decide that now they're not interested in border, I won't be surprised, since they killed a border.